It come November 4th, it is the MPP that will emerge as the winner. So there was a need for us to have this family meeting for everyone to make a comment where people have issues, to raise issues, and for us together to resolve any issue that exists. And I can say that the meeting was highly successful, and we give thanks to the Almighty God for seeing us through this very important meeting. I must also acknowledge that at the meeting too, we had some officers of our diaspora party also joining us. The long and short of it is that we're able to get the four aspirants contesting, namely Honorable Kennedy Ejapo, His Excellency Dr. Alhaj Muhammad Baumia, Dr. Akotoye Fiye, and Honorable Adenimo, all signing an undertaking. And in summary, what they signed to, and I'll read to all of you, one is to accept the primary election results, two, to promote peace and cohesion, three, in the event that they don't win, they will not resign from the party, four, to support the winner of the primary, five, to ensure and enforce mechanism that has been established by the party, and also to work within the timelines and duration that has been established by the party from now to the results are declared, and to respect the decision by the delegates of our party. And these are the signatures of the aspirants who came for the meeting. The reason also why we have called you for this press conference is, as you are aware, a lesson of this magnitude comes with its own challenges. And as a party, together with our able Presidential Elections Committee, we have decided to engage you so that at least certain gray areas or certain potential controversies that can emanate are addressed at this press conference. Mr. Chairman, it is important that our party constitution, as stipulated in Article 13(11), gives us the composition of the Electoral College. And it's important that we will reiterate the composition of the Electoral College. Under Article 13(11), our constitution states, the party's presidential candidate shall be elected by the following delegates. One, all members of the National Council. Two, all voting members of the National Executive Committee. Three, all voting members of the Regional Executive Committees. Four, all voting members of the Constituency Executive Committees. Five, all electoral area coordinators. Six, the five polling station executive officers in each polling station. Seven, 15 members of the National Council of Elders to be elected from amongst themselves. We also have 15 patrons to be elected from among themselves, all party members of parliament, past national officers, three representatives of each of the special organs of the party, 12 delegates from every external branch, founding members who are signatories to the registration documents of the party at the Electoral Commission, one TESCOM representative from each recognized tertiary institution, all party card-bearing ministers and deputy ministers, and last not least, all MMDCs. So ladies and gentlemen, these are the group that form the Electoral College that will elect our presidential candidate come November 4th. So in total, we have 204,144 delegates who will cast their votes to elect the party's flag bearer for the 2024 elections. It is important to make this statement. Though unfortunate, our constitution did not capture constituency council of elders and council of patrons. So for the purposes of this presidential election, our constituency council of elders and council of patrons will not partake in the voting process. But however, in the wisdom of the Presidential Elections Committee, the chairperson of the Council of Elders or Elders at the constituency shall be the chairman for the Elections Committee at the constituency. So they will be representing the Presidential Elections Committee together with the chairperson of the Council of Patrons, and the secretary for the committee will be the constituency IT coordinator. For avoidance of any ambiguity, the committee is a representative of the Presidential Election Committee at the constituency. So they are the ones to supervise the elections at the constituency. And no officer of the party be it constituency officer, national officer, or regional officer, will have any power to interfere in the work of this committee. The police and the electoral commission will, and the aspirants will be dealing directly with this committee that I've indicated. Furthermore, there is also an issue about party members who have been suspended, whether they can vote or they cannot vote. Again, our constitution is very clear. Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, I'll read what the constitution states. In Article 3-7 of our party constitution, it states, a member may be suspended from membership of the party or holding any office in the party pending an inquiry into his or her conduct by a disciplinary committee. Per our party constitution, what this presupposes is that a person can be suspended before appearing before a disciplinary committee or when a disciplinary committee would have been initiated. But as a rule, and in line with the rule of law, there is what we refer to as presumption of innocence until a matter is determined. So whereby a person has been suspended under this provision and has not gone through disciplinary committee, and the disciplinary committee has not come out with their verdict and recommended their verdict to the constituency executive, such person will vote. Please, let's take note of it. Where a person has been suspended prior to appearing before this disciplinary committee or is before this disciplinary committee, but the matter has not come to finality, such person will vote. However, where the person has gone through this disciplinary committee and the disciplinary committee has come out with its recommendations and has submitted same to the constituency executive committee and sanctions or suspension applied to the person shall not be entitled to vote. But however, also, under conditional amnesty, the constituency executive can look at the merit of their case and pardon such people to vote. Mr. Chairman, in terms of the voting process, the Presidential Elections Committee clearly have indicated how the voting will take place. Unlike our normal party conferences whereby we converge at one place and have several speakers coming to address delegates before voting take place, in this presidential elections, there will be no such conference. And it's going to take the normal course just as in general elections. So it will be in the form of a walk-in, then your details are checked to see whether your name is in the album. Once it is checked, then you move to where the electoral officers will be to cast your vote. A voting center can have more than one polling station, but on the same premises. And depending on the number of delegates, the electoral commission may decide to create another center. That is whereby the number of delegates exceeds 1,000. Again, I'll reiterate by stating that there will be no congregation on the day of voting. And it is worthy to note that no voter shall wear the color of a contestant at the voting, that is T-shirt, branded in an aspirant picture, whether cap or posters of the aspirant. So no one can walk in to the voting center with a branded T-shirt of any of the aspirants. Again, delegates shall not be allowed to enter the voting screen or booth in groups or in pairs. And voting shall also not take place indoors, but in an open place in the full glare of the public. A delegate who has already cast his or her vote shall not be readmitted into the voting perimeter. Any person found directing a delegate on which contestant to vote commits an offense and shall be removed by the police. All voters shall leave the demarcated voting perimeters immediately after voting. It is the duty of the Electoral Commission and the police to ensure that all delegates adhere to the rules as has been stated, and no one will be allowed to take pictures of their votes. Anyone who attempts to do that will be arrested by the police and the vote or the ballot paper will be confiscated from the person. Mr. Chairman, another issue that we want to also clarify has to do with payment of dues. Not long ago, there was that directive that to be a member of good standing and to vote, you must have paid your dues. But for the purposes of this presidential election, no one will be required to pay the dues before he or she cast his vote. Mr. Chairman, the number of proxy voters that we have is 563 proxy voters that are expected to vote on behalf of delegates who, for one or two reasons, cannot be present. Again, Mr. Chairman, with respect to regional offices, as we all know, the elections will be conducted in 277 polling centers. For regional offices, they will vote in a constituency in the region. For Ashanti region, the regional officers will vote at Nshiaso in Ahafo. The regional officers will vote at Esutufi South. For Bono region, the regional officers will vote at Sunyani West. For Bono East, regional officers will vote at Nkranza South. For Central region, they will vote at Cape Coast South. For Eastern region, they will vote at New Jabin South. Accra, they will vote at Kwale Klote. Northeast, they will vote at Narigu Gambaga constituency. For Northern region, they will vote at Tamale North. OT, they will vote at Karachi East. Voter region, they will vote at Ho West. For Savannah, they will vote at Salaga South. For Upper East, they will vote at Navrongo Central. For Upper West, they will vote at Wa East. For Western region, they will vote at Takrade. And Western North, they will vote at Seshiri also. So these are the important information that on behalf of the Presidential Elections Committee and the party, we want to bring to the attention of the media and the delegates for November 4th presidential primary.